At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. We'll get to that big NFL story in a second, but boy, you know, I really would like to be in, you know, a fly on the wall here. So hopefully we're getting Donald Copeland, Wagner head coach, to join us in a few minutes and talk about Wagner's win, first win NCAA tournament. They beat Howard. You know, we talked about what the speech would be on the inside of the locker room. And, you know, it's Staten Island, right? Which is, you know, it's Staten Island. It would be, hey, you think we can go beat these jabronis, North Carolina? Huh? What do you think? Huh? What do you think? If anybody in this room doesn't think we could win this game, you could leave right now. You could leave right. You could drop out right now. You can go out with Paulie, and he'll take you outside right now, and you could drop out. But we're going to win this game.
We're watching with no sound, right? They're at halftime, and they show, all right, here we are inside the locker room. And you can just see everybody looking at him, and he's clearly cracking jokes, right, having fun with it. And they're all looking around like, why do we have this TV camera in here? Why can't we just have our moment? Get out of here. Leave us alone.
Hey, remember beginning of the season when I brought you guys uniforms and you said, where the hell do these come from? And I said, hey, there's a truck came. You guys got the uniforms off the back of the truck. Put them on. Look where we are now. We won a game in the NCAA tournament, okay? We're on TV. We're on CBS, right? Does your mom... Hey, don't all your moms watch CBS? Don't they watch that Howie Mandel show, right? Okay, so this is where the games are going to be on CBS. True TV is a lot of crazy stuff on True. We're on that. We're on that channel now. It's where we are. Pride of Staten Island right here. That's what we got.
The craziness
right
of True TV.
Yeah, that's what we got right here.
Or not TV.
We got right here.
You know, he played in Gdansk,
Staten
Poland.
He played all over. He played all over the map with Donald Copeland.
We had kids
Copeland.
In our neighborhood that were from Gdansk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gdansk sounds a pretty cool place
that's
to be.
Pretty cool. G-D-A-N.
You know how
S-K-I.
You know how Berman would announce that?
How would he, yeah.
He would say, hey, and it's not just basketball, but maybe you all could shut up in Gdansk your way into the NCAA tournament. DJ.
And I'm going to stab you with my pen. What a night. So much NBA action.
Hey, Mo. Howard loses to Wagner by 3 at the buzzer. DJ.
Yeah.
TJ, Howard's end comes at the hand of the Wagner Seahawks, TJ.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's Howard's not, end. That's terrifying.
1972. I got Howard's end. 1992, rather. And I think I need to do more with the Bobby Wagner Seahawks because, you know, Bobby Wagner Seahawks is kind of the same thing right there.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Speaking of football, we'll have more from college basketball. We will not talk about Colorado State and Virginia until Virginia gets another basket. All right, we're going to put a ban on talking about that game until Virginia, 14 points in the first half. 14 points! 14. Not even a point-a-minute offense here in the first four game.
Terrible.
This kind of kills my, hey, the NCAA's got to expand to 72 teams for the first four games,
don't they? Oh, no, it's going to be 76.
This kind of hurts.
Yeah, no, we're going to get at least another eight teams, if not more.
We need more games like this in with the guys at 14 points. Hey. Really, is what we got? Now so I'm back in my Staten Island accent.
Are you watching? Are you paying attention? Are you betting?
Hey,
that's the big point in all of it. Are you getting to the window for these games? If the handle is big enough, keep adding.
Did you know everyone wants to feel special, and Discover wants you to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, they do apply. So the big NFL move of the day, Mike Williams, one of the big free agent wide receivers on the market.
Look at that.
No longer on the market.
No.
Going to the Jets. Jets,
how about
yo.
That?
Jets, yo.
Is what? It because that guy sent them that breakfast sandwich?
Well, there's a lot to helped? This. First of all, let me say this. For 1 year and $15 million. So the fact that a fan sent Mike Williams a breakfast sandwich at Jets headquarters today, waiting for him, so he walked in. Like, that was a big story today. This guy decided I'm going to buy bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich for Mike Williams. And Mike Williams ate it. There's video of him eating the sandwich.
See?
And
that's a quality move.
Now, and everybody on social media is going, that's why they signed right there. Yes, that and $15 million.
For
that's
1 year.
That's why Mike Williams signed with the Jets.
That's why Blake Snell'd it.
Now, first thing, let me tell you. My world was opened up to a whole new way of eating breakfast when I started eating like bacon, egg, and cheese and ham, egg, and cheese sandwiches in high school. You get ones with really soft rolls that are just steaming hot. Fantastic, man. Oh, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich right
get
now.
Get one with a nice, good slab of bacon. Not like.
Well, it's got to be thicker bacon. And it's got to be like
bacon.
on a croissant type sandwich there. Oh, man.
All right, who's looking that up, seeing if that could get
bacon, egg, and cheese? Bex and Hex, we would call them. Bex and Hex, you want bacon, egg, and cheese, or ham, egg, and cheese?
Kind of like the way this works.
That's a big thing right
You're
there.
You're a real ham and egg.
I'm glad, I didn't know that. I'm glad the fan decided to send the sandwich to Mike Williams. I'm glad Mike Williams ate it, and everything seems fine. I don't know how long it sat there for. I mean, because, you know, you leave eggs out for a long time.
No,
I don't know.
Good point.
But he actually did take a bite out of it. Like,
yeah,
I was like, ooh, gonna, really? Now, no. This is great. This is a fun thing and everything. But you're going to take a bite out of food that somebody you don't know brought and dropped off for you. And I don't know how long it sat at the desk.
No, I think I'd be in on that.
Mike Williams to the front desk for a sandwich. Mike Williams to the front desk for a sandwich.
Haven't you always wanted to be at your office and have somebody say that to you? I mean,
sure.
I know you've not worked an office job. Maybe behind the scenes.
I'd be awful in an office.
But
I'd be the worst employee
just say
ever.
You're at an office job, or even when you were back as, you know, the greatest production assistant in ESPN history, as you claim.
I would be...
If someone said, hey, Jason, get down to the front lobby. Mm-hmm. Someone sent you a sandwich.
Oh, I know. I go.
You'd
in
be
a second.
Down there in a second.
In a second.
And you wouldn't ask how long it had been sitting there.
No.
You wouldn't test whether it was lukewarm or maybe boiling because of the hot.
But I don't know who's going to. Maybe somebody sent it to him because, hey, he's supposed to come visit my team, and if he gets a little bit of food poisoning or something, he can't come visit. So, or you know, he's got to leave the Jets, and then he comes visit me. I have a bad experience there. He got food poisoning from a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, or a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich. So, you know, he's a public figure,
but
man.
But is it tough, though, that, like, I'm really conflicted here? Because I'm all about the, hey, you gave me a sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
But at the same point, I would not take any kind of random beverage you handed me. Like a cup of coffee, maybe.
Yeah.
But like thinking of nightclub and, you know, bar experiences and what can happen to you.
Well, I've seen a lot of movies. I know what happens when you go to a bar. It happens that way.
Yeah
it does.
What?
Because it's very easy. Because I didn't know how easy it was for bad guys in movies to just get two drinks and then very slowly and in front of a lot of people open up something, put it in a drink, swirl it around, and then hand it to someone.
But maybe
it's very easy.
Cahooch with the bartender.
It's very see
that's.
Are you watching Bosch like me now? Because that's what I think too, man. That and planting evidence. That's my big thing, is planting evidence. Can I plant evidence somewhere? I want to plant evidence. We got to get this guy. Plant evidence. Let's plant it right there. That pendant was not in my... It was not hanging in my room. It was in my backpack. That pendant was not there.
I've never seen that before.
Oh, yeah, no. Planting evidence, no. Your dad was a cop. He planted evidence, right?
No.
I thought you said he did. I thought you said he was huge at that.
Huge.
I thought you said all he did was plant evidence.
I mean, he was pretty quick on a basketball court, but okay. I don't know if his hands were that fast.
Did you tell me the one time he planted the wrong evidence for the wrong crime and it really got crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was a had the ability, and this saved him quite often. Learn to type, kids.
Oh, okay. All right.
Saved him in the whole Vietnam world.
Oh, all right.
He was in Germany.
Yeah.
Instead of... being on the line.
In the cop shows, it also saves people from bad things because, like, hey, can you help us on this raid? No, I got a mountain of paperwork to fill out.
But he did dispatching. I saw the trunk of commendations, and I certainly saw the number of cigarettes he smoked through the year.
Bodies in the trunk, too?
No.
Because there's a lot of bodies. In Bosch, they open, there's a body in it.
No, I mean, there's every a body once in a while, every we'd trunk. Open it, we'd find a blackjack.
No, okay.
Like, I don't know if you use that one, Dad. Sawed off billy club, you know, things like that.
Okay, all
yeah,
right.
We had those around.
Because in Bosch, they always
up there was where the gun was. You didn't go there.
Oh, okay. Because there's always fingerprints and bloodstains everywhere. Like, oh, you didn't get this part of the blood. They washed the entire inside of the car, but no, we missed this one little part. And, of course, Bosch finds it, like, within 4 seconds.
I was watching an episode of Law and Order. I love Law and Order. But, like, everything's stripped out. Everything's clean. And it's like, oh, looky here. And it's the bloodstained
bougie shoes.
I'm like,
sure.
Everything else is gone.
Yeah.
But forgot the, you know, $2,000 shoes. Yes.
Forensics went through this with a fine-tooth comb. They were at it since 8 o'clock this morning. What'd they find? Nothing. What's this right here? What did I just find in 1 second? Oh, look what I found. Yeah, it's a black cake. Can we process that? Great. Oh, okay, great.
Wow, that's a Giorgio Armani tie.
Wow, look at
it's
that.
Just sitting there.
There's a fingerprint and blood right in the middle of it. Okay, can we get...
It's a perfect print, too.
Yeah, and you know...
It's not even a partial.
You know what else I find out? We don't even... No, you know, as long as you have a partial print, you don't need a whole print. Like, you just have partial prints always work. They always work. Partial print works.
Well, it's kind of like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
All I need is a little bit.
Partial print always
and
works.
And I can finish the job.
Now, look, as far as Mike Williams to the Jets goes, am I excited? Yes, because they absolutely need a number two wide receiver.
That is what we started.
Yes, that is what we started. Yeah, Grandpa, remember we started talking about this a few minutes ago? I am excited because they needed somebody else, right? They didn't have another number two receiver. They had Garrett Wilson and nobody else. Now, will Mike Williams be great for the 8 or 9 games he plays?
There's the $15 million question.
On that MetLife turf? Yeah, that's where to go. Hey, the worst turf in the league. Let's put a guy, sign a guy for $15 million who can't stay healthy.
Who's had, what, hamstring, knee, ankle?
I mean,
spend
300 grand and put new turf in. Do something. Spend money on that, Woody. Spend money. But look, he's one of the best guys out there. And when he plays, he produces. He is a terrific number two. Is it more money than you would expect to spend? Yeah, but once I saw Darnell Mooney go for 3 years and $39 million, you knew money for receivers is going to be crazy. You knew it was going to be absolutely crazy. So yeah, this is kind of the going rate. And if you're telling me the Jets are going to go in with Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and then maybe Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Dunze, you know, suddenly because those guys are going to be available, there's going to be guys like that available 5 through 10 because the quarterbacks are all going to go the first 4 picks. So suddenly I'm feeling really good about the offense. And now I'm back from Aaron Rodgers, vice president, Aaron Rodgers, and all the conspiracy theories. So now I'm thinking, hey, Super Bowl, man, I'm excited. I'm excited the job we did in free agency. Nobody signs players who are hurt and they're hoping for bounce back seasons better than the Jets.
No, that's good.
Nobody.
No, that's right. I mean,
nobody.
The highlight of your season last year was Rodgers running out with the American flag.
I mean, that's how I know the Jets are going to sign a guy. Is he a really good player? But does he have injury concerns? Yeah, he's at the top of our list. 100%. Well, top of our list.
I'm going to do a flyby here on the Mooney thing. It's just another example in a long list of the NFL saying, we kind of like the component parts. Because, you know, Getsy got a job with the Raiders real fast.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then Mooney gets $13 million a year. That's another indictment on old number one before he left. Left for Pittsburgh there. But for Mike Williams, yeah, we've watched him here in Los Angeles for years. Capable of the spectacular. Capable of being a number one for stretches of a season. But he can't stay on the field. And so now it's, How do you meter that? Like, how do you, what are you doing in his route tree? What are you doing in his training? To your point, go spend $500,000 and change out the surface and give the guys a puncher's chance. But you look at the way the wide receiver position rolled out and the money that went to a number of players of that ilk, because we talked about it at the beginning of things, that it wasn't a robust, huge list of world beaters out there. A bunch of guys that could be, you know, 1As or 2s, and Mike Williams is the last guy standing. So there you go.
I like Mike Williams. How long he's going to play? I mean, really, I expect he's going to get hurt. I'm just hoping
that... Are you going to bring in Odell Beckham
Jackson? When he does get hurt, he gets hurt to a point where he can still play most of the... He can still play at the end of the season.
Okay.
Like, he gets hurt early instead of getting hurt.
You going to bring back
McCall Harmon? No.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Now, I do want to say this, because I want people to always know we're telling the truth on things. Mm-hmm. It was 12 minutes ago...
Uh-huh.
When it looked like the second half was about to start in Virginia and Colorado State. And I said, mm-hmm. we're not going to talk about this game until Virginia scores another point. They were losing 27-14 at halftime. I want you to know that we are at the 17-minute mark of the second half.
Yeah.
And I have not lied. It is still 14 points for Virginia. Again, 15:50 left to go in this game. Virginia does have one basket. They have 2 points. However, Colorado State leads this 37 to 16. Really, I mean, I want the NCAA tournament to go to 72 teams, but boy, it's really hard after watching this game.
Hey, this is an outlier.
I'll tell you.
And right now, people are live betting the hell out of this thing.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, coming up next, boy, do we have to tell you about some big-time changes you're going to see coming to college basketball and college football really, really soon after the big news today. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible...
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone...
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
what
those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Right now, 9 minutes to go. Virginia making it a little closer with Colorado State, but still, CSU leads at 47-29. We'll have more in this game coming up in a second. However, joining us on the hotline right now, a man who does not know of the history he and I both share, but he's going to find out right now. Wagner College head coach Donald Copeland. Wagner, moving on after that defeat of Howard tonight. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I want to tell you that, you know, you and I share because a little bit before you were born, I was winning acting awards at Wagner College camps during the summer. I mean, I went there 4 years in a row. I'm from Staten Island. I grew up there, man. I got Wagner College in my blood.
Okay, we got to get you something up in the Hall of Fame room then, if that's the case.
Absolutely. You know, hey, 1979, best actor at the we did the end of summer camp play, and I won it. And I think I won more than Fran Drescher and Robert Loggia. I think I'm feeling pretty good right now.
That's pretty good, man. I got to bring that up for you guys right now.
Hey, I'm just talking to a guy. No, but I grew up there. I went to Curtis. Congratulations. On one of the biggest moments in Staten Island sports history. Congratulations.
No, thank you so much, man. I'm really happy we were able to do it because, I mean, you know as well as anybody how supportive they are, especially of Staten Island, but of the college as well, man. So it's really special.
So tell me, what's going through? You guys had a big lead. Howard's able to knock it down. That last possession, they take a couple of shots that don't go. Tell me the emotions. What's going through your head while you're watching that?
No, I think, you know, I expected them to come back. You know, I did not expect to keep that team down double digits. We talked about it at halftime. Honestly, I told these guys that's a championship level program. They're not going to go away. Expect them to come back. Expect things to not go well for you. That's when our culture needs to be shown right there. And I thought my guys did a good job of it. You know, the end moments, we didn't execute great offensively against their press, the trap. I thought they did a really good job. And then they got some transition baskets, which were big momentum plays for them, especially in a comeback. But, you know, we executed to get the ball in bounds. We got it to the guy we wanted, which is Julian Brown, to get fouled. He stepped up, made free throws. And then, you know, we just made him miss the last couple of possessions. I know they got a wide open one, but the other ones were pretty covered. So we were just fortunate that one of those didn't go in.
Coach, you experienced the tournament as a player. How much of that helped in getting guys prepared for this night tonight?
A little bit, because I was able to talk to them about just what the experience is going to be. It's going to be great. I want them to enjoy it. I'm so happy that they are. But at the same time, that the team you're playing is going to be ready to go. They're going to be just as excited as you. So you're not getting a team that's coming out flat or not ready. So you have to find that in you right now to continue to be what we've been and give yourself to the preparation. And I thought my guys did a good job of that.
So what does it feel like? The team was on national television, you know, tonight, getting to see the game. Are you guys going to go back and watch the game? Like, what's your big plan for tonight?
Well, we're waiting to catch a flight right now because we have to get to Charlotte for the 2:45 game. So I don't think we have time to look at ourselves right now and celebrate this win. We got to move on and try to get as prepared as we can for a really good North Carolina team. So that's where the focus is going to be right now.
Oh, I'm already taking you in my bracket to beat North Carolina. Yeah. So yeah, that is cinch. It's already there.
Coach, he busted out the Sharpie earlier.
We're gonna try not to let you down, man. They're really good, man. They're as good as advertised. I'm starting to learn them right now. I mean, I've already begun watching them, but that's as good as a team in the country for sure.
Have you heard from anybody yet? Is your phone blowing up after the win tonight?
Yeah, I haven't been able to get to everybody. I mean, I looked at my phone. I, as you can imagine, a lot of support from a lot of people. I was able to speak to my parents, my father, my mother. I spoke to Coach Early. We talked for a little while. You know, outside of that, it's been real text messages. I talked to Bashir Mason. You know, we had a moment. I talked to Dwayne Lee, who's an assistant coach at GW. We grew up together. So it's been fun so far, man.
Now, it's great. You know, you played under Bob Hurley at St. Anthony's High School. You know, you won two state titles. I think you should, next time you call him, say, hey, and we're going to kick the crap out of UConn. If we just, they've got to stay out of our way now.
No, he's got a root for Danny. I know that, 'cause he's very proud of Danny. But Coach Early and I have always remained in contact throughout the years, man. I know he's happy for me and how I'm doing it. You know, more importantly, bigger than the wins, I think, you know, definitely how we do it. I think he couldn't be more proud about it.
Let's think, Coach, year two NCAA appearance, as Jason said, national TV and the eyes of the world, because you're the first to stamp a win in this year's tournament. I mean, that's got to feel good on so many levels.
It does, man. It really does. And I'm really happy for the players, man, because, you know, this is what you come to college for, which is why you want to play in college, to play on this stage, NCAA tournament, you know, and the fact that we got to be the first team, one of the first two teams playing, I thought that was big for them because they don't get these opportunities a lot. I was just glad that they came out and played the right way. And that was good to see. That was comforting for me.
And in closing, Coach, I'm already planning the parade route from Grimes Hill along Forest Avenue. All right, we'll get out to the mall, and then we'll kind of turn. So I'm already planning that parade route for you. So when you know, I'll let you know everything's going to go.
No, definitely. Thank you. We got to map that out because it gets a little crowded, especially in these moments right now.
Oh, awesome, congratulations, Coach. Donald Copeland, head coach, Wagner College Seahawks, getting ready for what will be a huge upset of the North Carolina Tar Heels. You heard it here first. Coach, congratulations. Say hi to the guys. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you after you beat North Carolina.
All right. Hey, thank you.
There you go. Go get him, Coach. Good luck with the prep.
What a good dude, man.
Great.
What a good dude. What a good dude.
Oh, fantastic. And your love of...
And now he's going to mention me to the team. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, but, like, we appreciate... Whenever we get to this time of year, right, we get...
Like Paul Rudd in the Royals, it's me and Wagner College, man. How about that?
Are you going to show up with, like, a full suit, like a sweatsuit on, like Rudd does for the Chiefs and stuff?
Put me in the Wagner College Hall of Fame.
I love it.
I'm going to the Wagner Hall of Fame.
You need to find a picture from that 79
I got to find my ribbon.
We got to go find that
I got to find my ribbon. Yes, I know.
Because what if you find the ribbon and now you're a second place guy?
No. I won. Best actor.
Like, it was an honor to be nominated. Come on.
It's an honor to be nominated. What do we give Jason? He's a loudmouth. Just give him best actor. That's fine.
He's going to raise hell if he doesn't win. Coach Copeland's great. Like, and you and I, for the decade we've been doing this on air, it's one of my favorite time of year, not only because of all the games and the chaos, and if you're happy going to a bar or to getting friends together, or you're out in Vegas or whatever. I mean, it's a party that carries over. But we always get a few luminaries to stop by throughout the tournament, both men and women's. We've had a cavalcade of stars come through, and Coach Copeland is the first to punch the ticket to the next round, but also to join us here at Fox Sports Radio. Always love saluting the victors in a big game, right? Finishing off, they had a 17-point lead and said, look, they did a good job and pressed and went specific to it with all those possessions. The wide open look seemed like it upset him, like as he recounted it.
yeah.
But it didn't fall, so you get the victory and you succeed and proceed.
And I got to be honest, if they blew that game, we wouldn't be talking about, hey, I can't. They blew
Coach,
that
you
lead.
Still got to come on.
They blew that lead. That was a tough lead. That was a tough lead to blow right there. But Wagner, I got the parade route. We're going to go by Pal Joey's.
That's good.
We'll get to the mall.
You were going to drop a couple of food places in there.
Well, no, because some of the food places have changed. But like the big landmarks, like Pathmark, where I worked in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll send the parade right by Pathmark. Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think we should have regaled him with some of your melon stories from your time at Pathmark.
I don't think he needed those stories. I don't think he needed any of those stories. No.
Or the stuff that your coworkers were doing.
Oh, start at Grimes Hill, come down and go out. Oh, yeah.
So you got it all figured out.
Yeah, buddy. I forgot about this, that I didn't know how long, because I have very small memories of it, but when my mom and dad were together, and I was really young, I was like one or two, like we lived on Grimes Hill. We lived right near where a lot of the of people who went to Wagner College would live. Like, we right out of college, my parents got, they had me like right out of school. So they're 21, 22 when I'm, you know, 1 or 2 years old. And we're living at Grimes Hill where, you know, right next door and around the corner from where a lot of people who go to the college are. So my dad said today, he goes, how much do you remember about living there? I go, oh, not really. I don't remember a lot.
Were there a lot of hippies? Yeah, yeah.
No, come on, man. This was the early 70s. Everybody was on to Starsky and Hutch and Star Trek and everything else. That was gone, man. Starsky that was Hutch. Gone. Everybody, they're on to other things. That's how it went.
There you go.
Right now, 6.5 to go in the second half. I'd like to say the game has gotten closer. Again, I'd like to say that, but it hasn't. Colorado State leads Virginia 55-33.
This one's really opened up.
Now the question is, okay, I asked you this question before, and you declined, you would have won money. When they had 14 points, and there was four minutes to go before halftime. I said, are they getting to 20? They did not. Here they are now with 6 minutes to go in the game. Okay. They're losing 55-33.
Yeah.
Does Virginia get to 40?
Yeah.
They get to 40, They get to 40. You're sure about that?
I don't know what 3-point shots like.
You're sure about that?
That look like me.
I just watched.
That looked like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I just watched an airball three.
Rain Man!
An airball three and one off the back of the rim like it was going to knock it down.
Yeah.
You think they're going to get to 40? Okay.
Yeah, I still got almost 6 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you had a lot of time. At some point,
Colorado State's going to just start dancing around with the victory. So they'll get a couple of easy buckets down the stretch.
Yeah. Oh, so you think that's what it's going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to be like a couple of, it's not that big a deal.
They count, but they don't really count.
They still got to make them, though. I mean, they still got to make them.
Oh, shake and bake, baby. Let's go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, quick reminder, speaking of the NCAA tournament, fill out your tourney brackets now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts like Mike and I and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket. The winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 graduate hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel card, and a basketball swag bag. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. And by Tractor Supply. And now I have to. I got to go back in the beta version of my bracket, which I'm not 100% official on yet, because you never know what could next couple of wait another day. I got to go back. I got to change Wagner, because now Wagner won. I got to change Wagner to beating North Carolina. I got to do that.
And while you work on your beta bracket, are you going to play the beta band in the background?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I could do that, too.
Going back to high fidelity.
Yeah. And I'll watch something on a Betamax.
Like, I like this. I like the cut of your jib. Way to take the joke to another surface.
The big top loading, the Betamax comes out.
And you had to wait for it?
Oh, yeah.
It was like watching something out of Star Trek.
Yeah. It's like watching a vending machine. Like, I press a button, you got to wait. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait another couple of seconds. Then it turns. Then drops your food. Okay, great. Now I got it.
I think I'm going to buy my own vending machine.
All right, okay.
I'm going to start getting into that business.
But is it going to be, are you going to buy your own vending machine and you're still going to have to put money in it, or will it be a free vending machine where you just press a button and it comes out?
Well, I was thinking that I would make it part of the, ever-growing suite of Harman products. That why can't I own some vending machines? And now they make vending machines that'll do trading cards. So maybe you get the urge in between one of your segments. You talk about the Jets. You say, you know what? I'm going to try to get this Jets card out of this pack of football
cards. No, wait. You're going to do that for your personal property? You're going to have like vending machines that are out other places and
other
you can
places.
Get them? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to buy one to put in your house.
No.
Go to the vending machine and get stuff. Oh, okay.
You got any snacks? Go to the vending machine.
Mike Harmon's
Actually, that's a pretty good move.
Mike Harmon's vending machine has Coke Zero, Cheetos, Donruss from 1995. You get a bunch of pack of cards there. That's your vending machine. The eclectic vending machine of Mike Harmon.
That's right. So you can go and get your
purple shorts.
I got the Diamond Kings. And if you're in an emergency, here's purple headphones and purple shorts.
Afghan wig CDs.
Whatever it is.
There you go. Very nice. So there it is. Hey, we were going to get to NFL, but we got Coach on the line.
That was
great. First win of the NCAA tournament goes to Wagner College and Donald Copeland. Wagner College basketball on top of the world right now.
How about that? Second year at the school. Young coach played in a couple of NCAA tournaments back with Seton Hall. So, kind of a program shifter here.
And he's going to mention me. Like, I'm like Paul Rudd and in Kansas City.
You're not going to believe the jackass I just talked to you on the radio.
It's me and Wagner College.
How about that?
Look at that,
nice,
huh?
Bo. Nice hook
yeah,
up.
Yeah, buddy, Bo. That was fantastic. If you missed that interview, I want to get it again. It goes up in our Best of podcast. It goes up right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Again, right after the show is over, bang, you can hear it. Rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever again. You miss Donald Copeland or any of the other content Mike and I provide for you, which we love providing for you on a nightly basis.
Every damn night.
So while Virginia struggles to get to 40, coming up next, we'll get into a big NFL story from today. And I'm telling you, everybody, like they say, you know, sports talk radio, you got to be, everybody's got to disagree on stuff. I got something that I am sure every single person,
okay,
you, Bo, who is here, Mark, everybody will agree. Listeners, everybody will agree with what I have to
say. That's really a bold proclamation. Yeah,
how about
with this
that?
Bunch.
Yeah.
All right.
F&A, Cotton. F&A. All right.
Let's go.
It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For Donald Copeland, everybody else ever went to Wagner College, and Jason Smith, best actor 1979 at Wagner College Summer Camp. Congratulations to the Seahawks. Your surprise, 2024 NCAA champions. I can't believe it either. Oh, Wagner College.
There you are.
You know what I like? We had Donald Copeland on, Wagner College head coach, man. You like how the first, like, 2 minutes of the interview I made it about me? Hey, you know,
really
I went to
job.
Wagner.
I have a connection.
Wagner.
You didn't even go there.
He's like, are you going to ask me? He's probably like, are you going to ask me about the game? Like, okay, that's great. That's great.
I'm going to get there, coach. It's a long road to show the connective tissue here that we have. Let's go.
But to show you just how big the madness of March extends, our next guest joining us now on the hotline. All the way across the globe in South Korea, where he is just hours away from opening day in Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani's first game as a Dodger. He spent time today putting up video on his Twitter account of him sinking threes.
Rain Man!
When I first saw it, I thought, wow, this is really good. All bunch of threes in a row. No, there's a lot of editing going on. But they all went in the hoop. It is MLB Network insider extraordinaire John Paul Morosi. JP, what's happening, bud? Uh-oh.
I was a decent high school combo guard, and so I wanted to at least put it out there here as we fuse together the baseball season and the basketball season on this very momentous occasion here in Seoul. I'm hoping, actually, that from my unedited version of my shooting here at a gym in Seoul today, that the local Seoul basketball team, if they need a guard off the bench, say, hey, John, don't leave yet. Don't leave the South Korea yet. I know you're loving it here. Don't leave yet. We may have a 10-day contract for you to be a combo guard for a while. So I'm holding out hope that I can stay here for a little while longer.
Yeah, you could be like playing with Stephon Marbury and guys like that that have been out of the NBA for who knows?
Like I said, I can hang. We won. You were talking about your glory days at Wagner. We did win one intramural basketball championship at Harvard. So I have one ring to my resume.
All right, here we go. Now, look, no rings tomorrow, but what's it been like in Seoul the last couple of days, getting ready for this, the atmosphere? What's been going through?
Love it. Two great days of exhibition games that I was able to attend. So I got a chance to experience the ballpark. And as you may have seen already, you've got cheerleaders down baseline leading the songs that they sing for each individual player, for whom typically the name of the player is the refrain of the song. And so I cannot wait to hear what it sounds like when the name is Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman or Shohei Ohtani. I know what it sounds like when they cheer for Ha Sung Kim, but I want to hear the melody for all the English names, because I think that's going to be a really fun feature. Just everything about the coming together of really three great cultures. You've got the North American baseball culture plus the Japanese baseball culture with Shohei and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and then, of course, the Korean baseball culture with Ha Sung Kim leading the Padres. I was there at the Gangnam Station yesterday seeing an incredible advertisement for this series up there on one of the skyscrapers downtown. It's just, it is so special to feel baseball taking over this beautiful city, and it's been an extraordinary experience, and I can't wait to see what the next couple days are going to bring.
JP, rock stars would, I guess, be the way to describe it, all the videos, and certainly, the number of people that are coming up and patting you on the back for all your work on MLB Network, I'm sure.
I've actually experienced that a little bit.
I would say
there's a fairly big gap between the popularity of, say, Shohei and his family, and then me. But I did visit a spring training game here yesterday at the Jamshil Stadium, which is actually where the 1988 Olympic baseball tournament took place, with a young American pitcher by the name of Jim Abbott being one of the stars for Team USA back then. And I went to an exhibition game there yesterday between the LG Twins and the Kiwoom Heroes, and a fan walked up to me and said, "Hey, you work for MLB Network?" I said, "I do." And so that was probably my one interaction. But I tell you what, beautiful experience riding the Metro around here yesterday. I visited the 2002 World Cup Soccer Stadium, which is actually going to host tomorrow evening a World Cup qualifier between South Korea and Thailand. So we're going to have literally a sports fan's dream. If you love soccer, and if you love baseball as I do, there is no better place to be this week in the entire world than where I am right now in Seoul, South Korea. And to me as well, you think about the pitching matchup tonight, we're going to have Yu Darvish on the mound facing Ohtani for the first time ever. They're friends, of course, teammates on Team Japan. They have never faced each other in that setting, with Ohtani in the batter's box and Darvish on the mound. Never. It's never happened before. And then you've got Tyler Glass now starting for his hometown favorite team, Dodgers. And you think about Tyler and growing up as a Dodger fan not far from Dodger Stadium. He gets his first opening day start for the Dodgers, and it's in Seoul, South Korea. So what an amazing experience, a unique one for Tyler and his family as well.
going back, you bring up the pitching matchups. How do you expect, you know, the starters to be used since we're starting a week earlier than the rest of Major League Baseball in terms of openers here, JP? Are we going to see Dave Roberts going to the pen a bunch and more chanting and songs from the people along the sidelines?
Right, so I would say this. The chanting and songs, I can promise, that's going to happen. And actually, Tyler said earlier this week that he would love to see more of the KBO fan atmosphere make its way back across the Pacific and be part of the way that we watch games at Dodger Stadium this season. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But I think you ask a really good question about where we're at with pitching. I would say starting pitchers now, if they're efficient, can probably still be in the 5 to 6 inning range. But one thing to be mindful of here is that the 26-man rosters that were set just within the last couple hours, they don't have to have all of their starting pitchers on that roster. So it's almost like how you see typically a wild card game roster set for the postseason, where Dylan Cease, for example, is going to be a huge part of the Padres this year, but he's not on the roster because they don't need him to start one of these two games. So that allows them to get an extra relief pitcher on there. So there's enough bullpen depth for both teams, guys, that I would say we could see the starters. If they give you 5 solid, 5 1/3, I think that's more than enough given where they're at in their progression and how much bullpen support you have.
Now, JP, I'm not going to allow you to dodge the big question, because I remember when we spoke to you last week, you said you were going to take that 13-hour flight and you were going to take language lessons. What have you been able to pick up? What can you say? What can you do? What can you get by with now?
Okay, here we go. So I know how to say hello, 안녕하세요, thank you, 감사합니다. And then to say nice to meet you, which I've been practicing a lot, 만나서 반갑습니다. So I've at least got 3 go-to sayings that I've been repeating over and over again, but that actually gets you quite far, I have found. And then I actually, coffee, which I ask for a lot because I love it, is a copie, copieu. So it's a little bit different, copy instead of coffee, but copy. So I've been practicing how to say coffee quite often, and I'm certainly, I've got a long, just, I would say this, the gap between my Korean knowledge currently and where it would need to be approximates roughly what I described to you as the difference between the celebrity of Shohei and the celebrity of me.
See,
these are quite large gaps, I would say, my friend.
See, but here's the thing, JP, is I didn't think of this until after. I could have saved you all kinds of time, and I could have gotten to open every door in South Korea for you. Ready? The only phrase you needed to learn. This is the only phrase. You don't need to say hello, thank you. The only phrase you need to learn was how to say, I'm related to Ohtani. That's all you have to say. That's all I have to say. Ohtani's the biggest star in the world. I'm related to Ohtani. Boom, that's all. What do you need? What do you need?
He is, but let me tell you this. In Korea, I'd be really curious to see, in terms of Instagram followers, Twitter followers, who has more followers within Korea, Ohtani or the noted K-pop sensation BTS?
Ooh, because dude, if you could, yeah.
I think BTS probably has the greater following.
Sure.
And my goal is to borrow some of the cool of BTS while I'm here.
Oh, nice. That's a pretty outstanding move. Hey, how much bootleg merchandise? Any kind of series like we have here in the States, JP, there'd be people hawking everything under the sun. You seen any of that around the city, or is that not as encouraged as it is here?
I would also say, as a broadcaster for MLB Network, please visit the MLB shop to buy all your officially licensed merchandise. I would also say this, that while I was at the Lotte Mall and the Lotte Tower yesterday, there is, and anyone that's visited Seoul could probably affirm this, there is an extraordinary amount of luxury items here, Bulgari and Gucci and all these amazing luxury brands. And it's interesting. I made a really big mistake, guys. I got to tell you this. At one point in time, I asked my wife, hey, sweetheart, what can I pick up for you there? And she said, please, John, buy me a really nice bag. I said, oh, I should not have asked this question.
Uh-oh.
Because not only is that item, not only is it too expensive, I have completely zero confidence in myself that I would choose the right one. So, guys, I am in a very, very difficult circumstance. And so I would, the good news is she's sleeping right now, and so she's not hearing this conversation. I really have no idea what I'm going to do. So if you guys want to just follow up with me and text me later on with some support, words of encouragement,
yeah,
I'll take them, because I am completely bewildered as to what I should do.
Well, I can help you right now. Just so you know, this may be help or just going into stuff. Gucci is G-U-C-C-I, not G-U-C-H-I. Just so you know. So you don't get taken advantage. You know, you got to go to the right places. G-U-C-C-I.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm the guy now getting Italian lessons from Jason Smith. I appreciate that, Steve. Well done.
He's more into the brand management of it all, JP. But for you, you know, you love to cover the World Baseball Classic and all those events, and obviously a man of the world picking up language as you do. You know, how transformative has this been for you, the few days you've been there, and just seeing what it's like around those squads?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really has been transformative, because you experience it, and I've learned this about my advice to everybody as we contemplate travel, even if it's within the United States, within North America, there's always the temptation to compare it to some other place or to say, well, how do you like it compared to this other location? My advice is to always never compare. My advice is to experience and appreciate each culture for what it is and for what it gives you. And here, I'll tell you this. I think you can learn a lot about a city when you take its public transportation and when you just walk and when you experience neighborhoods that are not the most touristy. And I would say that the people here are as gracious as any I've encountered in my travels around the world. The subway is incredibly clean, efficient, helpful, just an extraordinary amount of graciousness and welcoming that I've experienced. And all I can say is I would recommend highly, highly to anybody that can come here to make the trip, because it really is a very emotional experience for me to be here and to think about all the Korean Americans who have had an impact on my life, friends of mine, and those who have helped to grow so many different parts of American culture. And I've loved my time staying in Koreatown in LA before, which I've done. And so it's really special for me to be able to experience this and sort of return that visit and experience what makes Seoul and Korean culture so special. So it's, and I'll say this too, the KBO started in 1982, so it's a very young league by any reasonable measure, and the amount of baseball growth that we've seen here in 4 decades, which is really a short amount of time in the grand fullness of time for baseball, is nothing short of extraordinary. And I think the best is yet to come. We'll get a chance to experience Chan Ho Park throwing out the first pitch tonight. It's going to be a very, very special atmosphere at the Gochujang Skydome.
On Twitter, at John Morosi, that is at John Morosi, MLB Network insider John Paul Morosi from Seoul, South Korea, in advance of opening day in Major League Baseball, just a few short hours from now. JP, enjoy yourself, get some rest. Remember, Gucci is CC, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night as part of our big two-night visit with you in Seoul.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it, my friends. I really, really enjoy every conversation we have, especially when it spans the Pacific.
Take it easy, buddy. Have fun.
Enjoy the game, brother.
Thanks, guys. You too. Thanks so much.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.